Not long ago, my dear friend Lori texted me somewhat in a panic. She said she was paranoid about her boss and couldn't sleep at night. "Are you afraid he is going to fire you?" I asked. "No, I don't think so, but he is asking me to do so many things that I don't know if I can do it all, or how it's all going to turn out." "Well, Lori, but isn't it great that he depends so much on you? It's a sign of confidence," I responded. "And he isn't going to fire you or get angry with you if you can only do so much." "I know, but this is too much, and I am not sure what to do," she said.
"But is he happy with your work production so far?"
"I'm not sure," she said, "but earlier this month he did give me a raise."
"A significant one?"
"Yes, I guess so. 20%.
I replied with a smiley face, saying that a lot of people would love to have that kind of unreasonable boss. For Lori, however, not even a raise and a big bonus the previous month could change how she felt now. She was oppressed by her boss's expectations. She couldn't control his requests, and she felt that things were too much for her to handle. Lori was overwhelmed by things she felt she could not change. In this first section of the book, we will dive into what it means to accept with serenity the things we cannot change and how we can go about doing this. Three ideas are in play: serenity, acceptance, and unchangeable realities. At first glance, serenity might seem to be a negative concept in the sense of referring to an absence of something, for example, the absence of agitation, of worry, of stress. If serenity were merely about the absence of certain feelings or conditions, however, we would say that being serene means being carefree, calm and unmoved by the troubles all around us. But when we meet a truly serene person, we realize that there is more to it than being carefree. Peaceful, serene people exude a sense of calm, fulfillment, and well-being. Serenity and peace of soul are positive concepts that encompass a fullness and richness of spirit that go far beyond the mere absence of something bad. A person cannot be truly serene if she is empty inside, even if no problems are pressing down on her. The serenity we pray for is holistic. It encompasses all of who we are. This serenity is related to a deep-seated confidence that all the important things in our life are okay, or they are going to be okay, because God is on our side and knows what He permits and why He does so. The serene soul rests in the certainty of being loved and cared for by the perfect lover, God Himself. If serenity is a state of being, the second element in play, acceptance, is an action. In Latin, the word is accipere, meaning to take something to oneself, to make it one's own. When we accept gifts offered by others, we receive them gratefully as items coming into our possession. Our acceptance of gifts is the opposite of rejection, the unwillingness to take to ourselves what is offered. Acceptance, in this context, also implies a certain amount of consent, such as when we accept an apology or a proposal. Notice that acceptance goes well beyond mere resignation. To accept a person into one's home or circle of friends involves a welcoming disposition, and to accept an idea...